Enforcing the rules may not always be fun, but on this episode of 10 Questions with Leah, we get to meet Michael Moore, a member of the code enforcement team, and he explains to us his role in keeping McAllen looking its best.
My name is Michael Moore, and I'm a code enforcement officer for the city of McAllen. I am one of the code enforcement officers for the city of McAllen. One big service that we provide is we trap mosquitoes. It's part of our vector team. We have several traps that go all around the city, and we trap them and we count them one by one, and we send them off to various medical institutions for they study them to make sure that they don't have any viruses like Zika and things of that nature. And if they are, we can localize where they are in the city, so we can send our vector team out to spray for that type of mosquito. And another thing that we kicked off in 2021 was our tool shed. So for all the citizens out there that may not have a lawnmower, may not have a weed eater, or may not have a shovel for that matter, they can come to us with their driver's license. If they're a McAllen citizen, they can come and borrow one for a short amount of time, take care of what they need to take care of, and bring it back. A typical day includes, you know, getting to work, clocking in, getting the unit, coming over here to the office, maybe printing out a sheet of maybe some priority cases that we need to do, maybe having a quick conversation with some of the supervisors to see if there's any hot button ticket items that we need to do that day, and then hit the road and go look for some infractions. I think one of the best parts of the job is whenever you educate one of the citizens out there that might not know exactly what the code entails, and whenever you can get through to them and say that, hey, this is the reason why this code is in place, and then they correct the issue, and everyone's happy on the other end, I think that's a really good thing. I would have to say the most challenging part is sometimes we have to be the bad guy, and sometimes we have to be the ones to say no. We have to tell them, no, you can't park that vehicle there, or no, that grass is too tall, or it makes it a little difficult whenever you have to engage a citizen that has done something for a very long time and has never been told no. It's not an easy task, but a lot of it has to do with education. You know, it just, you know, if we can try to educate the citizens on what the infraction is and why the code is in place, at the end of the day, we're all happy. Some of my greatest accomplishments here with the city of McAllen in code enforcement. In a short 9 months, I've been a part of the ITT team. I've been put on the camera team. I've been put on the team building team. I can't think of the numerous other things that I've been involved of. I helped get the tool shed off the ground. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been great. Yeah, I got a lot, but I think one of my hidden talents is I can remember a lot of movie lines, like a lot of movie lines. Like, I'm constantly quoting movie lines all day long here, so that's one of my other things. And I can juggle. Okay, so what was your last name? Special messages, try to keep, everyone download the 311 app. And if you see anything out there that needs to be brought to our attention, just make a case for it, let us know, and help us keep the city clean.